Corinthians, the third chapter. I have a few verses in this chapter that I want to speak on. I'm going to be verses 9 through 15. And there are some who feel that this portion is referring only to the ministers. And yes, it does refer to the ministers of the gospel, but of course it does. But it is also true concerning all believers as servants of God. And we all serve in different ways as the Lord leads. And so I thought I would say that before we start. Verse 9 of 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. Praise the Lord. Dear Lord, bless the reading of your word. Bless it unto our hearts, we ask it in Jesus' name. Verse 9, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, or it's in the Greek, it's tillage or farm. We are God's husbandry. We are God's building. And this is a tremendous declaration that we are fellow workers with God. Ye are laborers together with God. In 2 Corinthians 6, 1, I'm just going to read a verse there. Listen to this. 2 Corinthians 6, 1, it says, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are God's husbandry. We are his building. Now, he is using this metaphor for us to get an understanding here. You know, Jesus said in the Gospels, we read, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Ye are the branches in that vine. You are God's husbandry. That's in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. He's watching over us. He's cultivating us. He is preparing the life force that may produce fruit in our lives unto his glory. And we also are God's building. And in the following verses, this is going to be elaborated on in these following verses of being God's building. And of course, it's referring unto the church. It is the whole church of God, whether universally, all believers on the Lord Jesus Christ are members of his church, members of his body, but also locally. In the individual assembly. In fact, in every place, those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is God's structure in the sense that he erected it. It is his possession, and he owns that which he has built concerning the church. The church is his work. Praise God. Notice verse 10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. This Paul here is speaking of himself. And he says, the grace of God was given unto him to be a wise master builder. And I have laid the foundation. And others, or other, buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Speaking of responsibility, we have a responsibility of how that we build. It is the grace of God, we know, that called Paul. He used Paul to be the wise master builder, and he is indebted to that grace, God's grace that called him. And it was, of course, he that God used to lay the foundation of the church. Others have come along, even in Paul's day, and have built on that foundation laid by Paul. And there are ones today who are still building on that foundation. Every man has a responsibility of how he builds thereon. The Lord, you might say, is acting through his ministers. Verse 11, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." He is the foundation. Paul, God used him to lay that foundation. The foundation of the church is the Lord Jesus Christ. "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." A worker may build unworthily, or he may build truly. And we want to be of that number that builds truly. The testing time for all such work is yet to come. Paul is very careful here to show that Jesus Christ is the foundation. God is the architect, we might say, the supreme worker, and he is responsible for the whole building and the builders, and the foundation of the building is Jesus Christ. There were days when you think of Paul's ministry, we studied the book of Acts, and we know this is true, and he makes reference to it also in his epistles. There were days in his preaching and teaching that he reasoned and he persuaded with the people, and especially the Jews, but he was a special minister to the Gentiles. There were times when it was hard, when it was difficult, but it was the same word in every case. He preached the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where it began. The church began. Praise the Lord. Many believed, and there's some that didn't believe. The whole fact of their and our faith is built upon Jesus Christ. Paul started the work. He laid the foundation, and we are all laborers together with God. There were others, as I mentioned before, even in Paul's days, that with him, working together and so on, and some today are still building, working together in the divine plan and purpose. Let's read verse 12. "Now, if any man build thereupon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble." We're going to stop there because there's a lot there to speak on. And as there are all kinds of workers in building a building, there's carpenters, there's stonemasons, there's plumbers, there's decorators, and so on. I don't even know all that would be involved, but it would be a lot. And they have to work together, don't they? Following the building plans. And these individual workers must work to accomplish a correct building. I read a story which I kind of enjoyed. It was about a large building that was being erected, and there were hundreds of men that were employed in the building of that building. And there came a young boy wanting a job. So someone gave him something to do. And he was a bright young man, but he had no shoes. His trousers were ragged, And he was doing his job when one of the head contractors met him and said, "What are you doing here?" And the boy replied, "Don't you know I am on the job?" He was on the job. He had a sense of the bigness of the thing and that he was a part of it. The important little thing that he was doing, that it was a part of this, the bigness of that building. Praise the Lord. And what do we read here? That we must take heed. How we build up on, there upon. We must remember the foundation. That's the most important thing. Remembering the foundation. How do we build upon the foundation of the Lord? There are two ways of building. There can be permanent materials used. Figured here is gold, silver, precious stones. There can be the building with perishable materials, hay, wood, stubble. The permanent material is the simple, plain, written word of God. That's the correct building upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the plain, simple word of God. The parable material is teaching, teaching what God has to say in his word, and not anything else. The perishable material is teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. They corrupt God's temple. They spoil God's farm. But may we build according to the Spirit, using the word of grace, the word of God. Praise the Lord. You know, it's slow going. It's unshowy. And it brings no glory to the worker except that he is a minister or a servant of Jesus Christ. Gold, silver, precious stones, they're rare, but yet they're small in size. But scriptural building lasts and it wears. And the builder, this is the best part, the builder shall have an eternal reward. That's the best part. Verse 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, the truth of God's word. Praise the Lord. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Praise the Lord. He shall be amply rewarded in a blaze of eternal glory. You know, we read here, the day shall declare it. We read that in verse 13. For the day shall declare it. That will be the judgment seat of Christ. I didn't write down the scriptures, but I think you all know. We all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Praise the Lord. The day shall declare it. Praise the Lord. Every man's work shall be tried by fire, the fire of the truth. Praise the Lord. And you think about wood piles, they're showy. Haystacks are tall and conspicuous, and the rubble makes a rustle, a noise, like big things going on, like something doing. And you know, oh, how the carnal believers want to see showy things. The carnal workers want to have their own way in doing things. The things that attract the eye. The things that attract the ear. This is the kind of building and there's no real gold, silver, and precious stones. You know, gold speaks of deity. So if it's not the word of God, and it's just something of all these self-help things and so on that are so popular in Christendom, there's no gold, there's no real divinity. And God's in the background with them, if he's there at all. And there's no silver. We know silver speaks of redemption. And if it's just a religion of self-effort and self-improvement, isn't that the popular thing in Christendom today? Oh, they have all of these seminars and so on, and you do these things and follow their formulas. Well, there are no precious stones. You know, sinners are made living stones when they believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and when they believe in faith upon Jesus. And, you know, if it's just the simple patching up of the old man, is that building with gold, silver, and precious stones? No. He doesn't want the patching up of the old man. That's reformation. We are born of God, and we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. But, you know, these showy things, things that people are drawn to because it's appealing to their eyes, it's appealing to their ears. It does draw a crowd, I will say that. It does draw a crowd. And the ones who proclaim that sort of ministry, they get a fame, and they make money. It's a loud call, you might say, but a deplorable outcome. Baby saints are deceived and hindered from growth. Praise the Lord. Let's read verse 15. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. You see here that true believers can be building with the wrong direction, the wrong material, not building with the Word of God upon the true foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to suffer loss. It doesn't mean they're not going to be saved, but it means that what they're going to lose, they're going to lose reward. Because the ones who build thereupon and their work abides, he shall receive a reward. But they, if any man's works, speaking of the believers, if it is burned, he shall suffer loss, the loss of rewards. But don't you like this? But he himself shall be saved. The Lord knoweth his own. That's scripture. The Lord knoweth his own. And it says, he shall be saved, yet so as by fire, that fire of the truth of God's word. The worker himself at last shall be saved as by fire. But while his gigantic wood pile and haystack go up in smoke, he's lost rewards. Let us go the scriptural way. Now, just summing it up. Let's go the scriptural way. Let's walk in the Spirit, even if we don't see anything accomplished. And that can be true, that sometimes we don't see things that are being accomplished. But the Lord knows, and he knows what he's doing. We may not see much accomplishment, but praise the Lord. Keep going the scriptural way. Don't give in to the worldly things of how we can draw a crowd. No, let's go the scriptural way. Let's walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We just want to do the will of God, don't we? And we want God's favor. We don't want the favor of man, and we don't want to build up something mammoth that's just going to go up in smoke. It is better to move scripturally in fellowship with the Spirit than to see all works go up in smoke in that day. That day when we all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. That's all I have tonight, and I want you to speak up if you have anything you want to add, anything you want to say on this.